Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
This is the PT Pinecast. And we're on the road, live from Miami. We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. We talk PT, drink beers, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast, recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Our next guest is the brand spanking new APTA Student Assembly Board of Director President. We are live at Shots in South Beach, Miami. She is from Portland, Oregon. Congratulations, Megan Roos.
Thank you.
Just found out how many hours ago, like 4 hours ago, that you became the new president?
It's on the East Coast time. I'm not even sure.
Oh, yeah. You're like jet lagged?
I think it was about 4 hours ago.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Ran for it. You gave your position speech. You gave your talk. What did you say to everybody when you got on stage? Because you're only allowed, what, a minute?
Exactly.
To go on stage and let everybody know. So you're doing campaigning. You know you're going to be running for a while, and you get 60 seconds. That's it. To tell everybody what you're about. That's that can't be easy. What was your question?
Do you remember? My question was about one of the objectives on the strategic plan.
Okay.
And it was about how to make sure that all student members were able to get resources whenever they needed them.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to ask you, what are we drinking tonight? What's your drink of choice?
I'm drinking Bud Light here, actually.
We're in South Beach. What's your favorite beer? What do you like?
My favorite beer is from Fort George in Astoria. It's a Cavatica Stout.
They don't have that here. Because we're in a bar called Shots. It's more of a dirty dance club in South Beach.
Exactly.
They're not really carrying craft beers here. And I'm still doing vodka because I'm trying to watch my figure. Why'd you want to be the student board of director president? Why'd you want to do that? That's extra work. You have other shit to do. You've got to do, you know, studying tests, clinical rotations, a social life, a family life, laundry, life, activities of daily living. You're going to do things. Now you're going to do this other thing that's going to be a giant burden on you. Why'd you want to do that?
I wanted to make sure that students that are in areas such as on the West Coast where you don't have a whole lot of access to other programs, connection.
Because it's spread out? Is that why you mean geographically?
Very spread out, yeah.
Okay.
We've dealt with that a lot with CAs in the area have some wide regions to cover. I wanted to make sure that students over there understand that it's actually very easy to get involved. And you can really go after any position within the board of directors or a project committee. You'll find a lot of fulfillment in it.
And boom, you've proven that. It's easy to get involved. You showed up. You went to the House of Delegates. You said, this seems interesting. I want to get involved. And you did, and now you're the student board director president.
Exactly.
Are they going to give you an Oval Office?
That's a very good question.
Demand it now.
I sure hope so.
What year are you right now?
I'm a third year.
You're a third year. So you've been a student for a couple different cycles of presidencies, and you've seen what the student board of directors has done. What are you going to continue on with that they've done, and what are you going to bring to the table that is new?
Well, I think each of the previous presidents.
So Fred Gilbert. And Kayla.
Have both been very good at communicating to students. I think one thing that really stood out to me was that each of the past presidents that have been around when I was a student were very approachable.
Yes. And both of those guys, well, I shouldn't say guys, guy and girl, very approachable.
Absolutely. And I actually approached both of them during conferences, and they gave me so much information that inspired me to then be in the place that I'm at now.
And that's got to be a lot. You got to have a lot of confidence to run for something like that. That's gutsy. You know?
Yeah. Well,
you put yourself out there. You could fail.
They both inspired me to do so.
Good.
Yeah.
So what's something that you're going to bring new to the table? Why are you now in this chair? What are you going to do with it? What's Megan going to do?
I think that one of the biggest things I bring is listening. And I try to talk to every single student that I meet and get an idea from them.
Okay.
So a little bit of the personal touch coming from the students, you know. I want to hear more from them. I know that we have a great strategic plan, and I just want to make sure that it aligns with what they really want.
Yeah, the students appreciate that, being listened to. Do you get like a free pass on any tests coming up in PT school because you're the...
I'm all out of tests, unfortunately.
You're done now, just in rotations.
Unfortunately.
Maybe you should get a couple days off.
That would be very nice.
Bank on that.
I hope my director's listening.
If she's listening, she's going to help spread the word about your program. So that kid, that's priceless right there. It's worth a couple of days off.
Oh, totally.
So we've been asking all of our interviewees three questions throughout the weekend, okay? So you're from the Pacific Northwest. Where's somewhere in the country that you have never lived that maybe one day you'd want to practice PT? Somewhere you've never lived before in the U.S.
I have a lot of friends on the East Coast that I would love to visit.
Where at?
New York.
Yeah,
New
I've heard
York
of it.
Area.
I'm from New York.
And I think it would be amazing to practice PT
cool.
in New York.
All right. That question's from our sponsor, RAS Medical, who does travel PT staffing. So if you want to go to New York and you graduate, RAS can get you there.
Fantastic to hear.
Second question is, what's something that you're either currently reading or maybe just read that was really, really exciting? It can be PT or non-PT related.
I just finished this summer. I finished Being Mortal.
Okay, who's
by Atul Gawande.
What's that about?
Dr. Gawande is a surgeon. He speaks about his experience with his father aging and what that means in today's culture.
Okay.
And I felt like it was really pretty personal to PTs because that's a big part of
through the lifespan. We're there through the lifespan. Okay, final question. Who is someone within the field of physical therapy that we should know more about, we, the audience, should know more about? Somebody who might be flying under the radar.
That's a good question. Dr. Faye Horak. Our class last year went to visit her research lab at Oregon Science and Health Institute.
Okay.
And she does a lot of research on movement. I think it would be a fantastic interview.
Inspiring. You were inspired. You liked what you heard.
Very inspiring.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So we are at a bar called what?
Shots.
Shots. So my question, as the president of the APTA Student Board of Directors, what will your first shot be as newly elected president?
I've heard that they have quite a lovely campfire shot.
They do. It's a s'mores campfire shot.
There's a marshmallow involved.
I'm going to tweet out a video of that, and let's go have another one. Final question is, every episode that we do is a pint. Before we're done with the pint, we take shots, but parting shots of wisdom here at Shots in South Beach, Miami. What would you give as words of wisdom for your fellow students across the country now that you're the biggest PT student in the land?
I think the biggest thing to take away from any conference that you go to, but even if you can't get to a conference, is that involvement is actually very valuable and very easy.
Yeah.
All you have to do is say you're interested, and you'll find a lot of people to talk to.
Yeah, show up, show up.
Exactly.
Raise your hand, stand up. Volunteer to do the bitch work. It's okay to do the bitch work for a little while. Eventually, you get to tell someone else to do the bitch work, and that's how it works. That's the bitch work pyramid. Megan Roos, APTA Student Board of Directors President, your first hours of your presidency. Congratulations, and we expect great things from you in the coming year.
Thank you very much.
Good luck on the next 365.
Thanks so much.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
The PT Pinecast. We stand for life, liberty, and beer. Plus, physical therapy and stuff. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.